Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia,
and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. And today we actually have a special guest on the pod, Seb.
It's me.
It's Yay. Seb. If you guys don't know Seb, he's my best friend. And we thought it would be perfect to bring him on today because today we got a question in our DMs and we're going to give you guys our advice. So I'll read this one out for you. Hey Letitia and Kat and Seb. My name is...
They didn't say that.
They really said me?
They did not.
Hi, besties. I'm Mia. I'm half South African and part Japanese, so I have really curly hair. I go to a school in Japan where a lot of the popular boys in my grade are making fun of my hair, saying 2 minute noodles or Naomi Osaka?
Yeah.
When they see me in the hallways, it makes me really upset. What would you guys do?
That is so mean.
That is so horrible. Mean. Oh my gosh. This makes me want to slap those little kids. So kids can be so cruel.
So cruel.
And this, like, obviously you and Deja went through similar kind of bullying, like with your skin and stuff like that. And it really does come down to the parents and educating their kids about not mocking someone because of their looks or their race or, you know what I'm saying? But obviously it's hard because, did she say she's in Japan?
Yeah.
And doesn't your friend live there? What's her name again?
Yeah, my friend Gracie.
Yeah, so it would be Japan. Something that's not, there's not a lot of different cultures in Japan, hey?
Yeah, there's not.
So I would actually encourage the child to speak to the teacher. I know that's like not the funnest thing to do, but a conversation needs to be had to those kids.
Yeah.
Because it's not right. You can't.
I think you should tease them back.
My goodness.
No, but I feel like Tisha and I were talking about this yesterday. Like it's so hard to say it and think this now, like while you're young and in school, like it probably feels really heated, but we were saying like how it's so good to like be different and like embrace your uniqueness. Like we walked past this hair salon and it said like hair straightening perm thing, and I was like, I want to get that, and Tisha was like, no, I love your curls.
Yeah, I feel like it's so, I mean, I felt the same at that age, 100%. Like it's so hard when you look different.
Yeah.
And I still feel like that sometimes, like especially just growing up in a world where, you know, the beauty standard is just straight hair. Like it's hard.
What about when we went to the Sunshine Coast and we were sitting in that restaurant and we were the only people of color in that restaurant. And I was like, this is so weird.
We literally walked in and I was like, I'm going to get racially abused here. Like, it was literally like a pub and there was just like old, like white people.
Everywhere.
I was like scared. But like, that's just, you know, it makes you stronger as a person. And
for sure. Yeah. But yeah, I love what you said, Seb, about like embracing your uniqueness. Mm. And it is very hard to see that when you're young and you're getting teased about, you know, your hair and your looks and all that sort of stuff. But as you get older, you learn to really appreciate it.
Like when you're older, that'll be like your superpower.
Exactly. Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
And people, like, you know, when people are young, they go off what they see in the news and, you know, that's just like how they're brought up. There's obviously something wrong with their parents, but as you get older, people will praise you for it and they'll love you for it. And so I feel like, yeah, the best thing to do would probably just bring it up with the teacher, like avoid them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say.
And another thing, like with you, Tish, when you were growing up, you really didn't like wearing your hair out.
Yeah.
Because it was so different to everybody else's hair.
Mm.
But now you love but now you embrace it, right? And there were so many days where I was like, Tish, rock your hair, like leave it out, show those curls, because it's so beautiful. Being the same as everybody else is boring. Like you want to have your own unique thing about you, right? 100%. And you've just got to learn to embrace it. And right now you might feel it's obviously not a good feeling to be teased about how you look, but being uniquely you is a beautiful thing.
And I feel like also like confidence comes into it. Like if you wear it with confidence, like you're less likely to like for people to like feel confident enough to bring you down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you wear it with confidence and like know that you look good, then I feel like people just aren't like that.
Yeah. Another thing she could do is like jump onto TikTok and find people that look like her, follow and watch how confident they show up in the world.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're getting bullied about your looks and you're getting bullied about your hair, it feels really isolating and you feel like you're the only person that looks like you. And it can feel lonely, but it's probably only feeling like that for her because she's in Japan.
Yeah.
And everyone, majority of people there are Japanese. So knowing that there's other people there that out there that look like you and are showing up confidently might even help her feel included. You know what I'm saying?
100%. Yeah. That's why like representation is so important. Like in Japan, you probably just see, you know, at least when I've been there, everything is Japanese people. Like there's no like diversity. So yeah, getting online, like it's really like empowering to see other people like who look the same as you, have gone through the same things and see them like on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And just hang in there. Like I remember when I was in primary school and I went to a Catholic school in Brisbane and me and my cousins were the only Asian people in that school and there was one other black guy and it was obviously people were teasing us about like, you know, how we looked different. And I remember every school free dress day, I would wear a Hello Kitty top and people would be like, do you only own Hello Kitty? And I'm like, duh, I'm Asian. Like people just don't, there's obviously differences, right? But then
now you get paid to wear Hello Kitty, so take that.
And now I'm still getting teased about wearing Hello Kitty, but I do it because that's what I love. Like it's a part of me. And what I've learned is as I got older, I went to a state school. It was more like there was obviously more diversity. I met, you know, a lot of other Filipino girls who grew up in Australia. So, it is really tough when you're young, but as you get older and you meet more people, you'll realize that it's normal to be different.
Yeah, and I feel like I can guarantee you those boys in 10 years' time, they'll be going to the hairdresser getting perms. Everyone's getting perms these days to get curly hair.
But I'm just imagining a Japanese guy.
I know Japanese guys with perms.
With like a full-on
yes.
Perm.
Yes. Like different Asian ethnicity, yes.
Actually, I you're probably right because perms don't have to be like tight curls, right? They can just be like a loose wave.
No, I've seen guys with like full-on afros.
I want to get one.
Please don't.
Seb, your hair is already curly.
Would that make any difference?
No, your hair's already curly.
Seb wants to get braids.
Yeah.
See how we go.
Yeah. When you go to Bali.
I'll get on the birthday trip.
Oh my gosh, please do. That would be so funny. Yeah.
Like coloured ones.
Yeah, do it. Love it.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Seb, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Seb.
Giving your advice. If you guys want to ask us a question for our next Thursday episode, make sure you DM us on Instagram at @basicallybestiespod. And you never know, we might be answering you in the next episode. All right, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay, bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.